Hi there, it's Amy Carlson, the Toxin Terminator, and I have had the privilege of working with Rachel Varga since I believe about July. Rachel and I met through a mastermind that we both belong to, and let me tell you, she has got the most beautiful skin I have ever seen from anyone. And if I was going to trust someone with my skincare and helping me develop that beautiful glow, that beautiful radiance from inside, it was going to be Rachel Varga. She is the walking example of doing exactly what she says. She's walking the walk and talking the talk. I was able to do a one-on-one consult with her, and I loved that she listened to my needs and my concern. As a plus 50-year-old woman, I knew that aging was something I needed to worry about. I knew that because of the things that I had done when I was younger, I certainly had been causing damage to my skin. And I also knew because of some of the products I had been previously using on my skin, I was also causing damage to my skin. She listened to my needs. She looked at what I had going on currently. And she also listened to my needs of wanting a more holistic approach to really taking care of my skin as I continue to age. And that was super important to me that she listened. Now, I've been using her products now for at least the past 30 to 45 days. And I can see a huge difference already and know that there's still more forthcoming. I trust in the products that she has given me. I trust in the science behind what she does. And I trust in Rachel, and I know you can too. Thank you.
Rachel, I'm so excited to see you again. It's like been a day.
It's always a blast to connect and just kind of share what we've been learning about and resonating with, or maybe not resonating with, and things that we want to spend a little bit more time and attention on to help all of you guys tuning in here to kind of up level your insight into things like peptides and neurology and like the future of health and wellness. Yeah, the conference was a lot of fun.
Yeah. So if you guys have been following along either via our podcast or social media, or if you were watching us on YouTube, we spent all of Saturday, basically our half our weekend, watching the biohacking conference together alongside, 10,000 other people in the world, which was amazing. And we actually were live streaming our thoughts and bringing on a couple of guests throughout the day just to kind of give people an inside look at what was happening. And it was such an adrenaline rush to do something live for 8 hours. I mean, we weren't live the entire 8 hours, but I felt like a commentator, like in a sports game, you know, where you're just like, okay, like what's going on now? And it was just, it was such a blast. I had the best time ever, Rachel.
Yeah, we were ringside commentators, right?
Yeah.
So it's almost like in between rounds, we were kind of giving some commentary and having some fun. We went live on the Beauty and the Biohacker Instagram page, your Katie Type A Instagram page, and the Rachel Varga official IG page, where you should check the ice bath live out, and also your inversion
chair
was hilarious.
That was the most unflattering video of myself to date. There, please, if you ever do have the opportunity to film upside down, please let me know if there is a better angle that I can get, because it was just not, it wasn't pretty, it wasn't glamorous, but hey, sometimes that's biohacking, right? We put wires on our heads and we do, you know, mouth on our tape for sleep. It sometimes is not always sexy, even though we try to make it as sexy as we can. But the bath was really fun, except by the time that Rachel actually got on Instagram Live, all of the ice in my ice bath had melted. All 80 pounds of my ice had melted because it's so hot here in Hawaii.
That was awesome. I did actually challenge myself with my ice baths on our live YouTube video. I said, I'm going to get in the ice bath and I'm going to be like stoic. I'm not going to have any type of like nervous system, physiological, mental reaction. I was going to deal with it. And I did. Okay. I was so proud of myself. It was probably like entering the ice bath. Honestly, it's probably about 6 or 7 degree water. Very cold. Wow. So that Celsius is very, very cold because it was about 8 or 9 degrees Celsius outside. and the water was much colder than the ambient air. And I crushed it. I was so proud of myself. I can deal with stress like a rock star right now. I'm pretty, it's nice seeing the progression when you're integrating things like cold therapy and things that challenge your body, mind, spirit, energy. And then you can just handle it. It just, I feel like there's such a a correlation with how I deal with stress, body, mind, spirit, energy, especially in the world right now. Pat myself in the back.
No, I 100% agree. And to be completely honest, like it is one of the reasons why I'm always such a big proponent of hot and cold therapy, because it really does create this shock in your body. So, you know, it's establishing hormesis. And what is hormesis? It's, you know, getting your body into a state of balance. There's sometimes, you know, too much stress, you know, acute stress can be really damaging on our metabolic system, on our brain health, on our overall nervous system, and then of course our stress levels, right? And so that has a cascading effect on other aspects of our body. But when you do these small little, you know, controlled acute stressors on the body, it does actually create this sense of resilience and helps you to be able to kind of take in everything sort of with a new lens. And that's, you know, been such a game-changing thing for me personally, because I used to battle very heavy stress and I used to, you know, just lose sleep over nerves and then I wouldn't perform well throughout the day. But having that like armor, I guess, in a sense, that you build yourself by putting yourself into these crazy situations makes you more resilient in the end. And so that's kind of my reason for doing the same sort of modality. So I could talk about ice baths all day, but let's get right into the conference and, you know, kind of share some of our favorite moments throughout the day. And I'll let you kind of take over, because I know there was some stuff on skincare, Rachel.
Yeah, there was some information on peptides that was presented by Dr. Heather Smith Fernandez. And I was actually really impressed with myself when she was referencing the different peptides in the line that she was promoting. I was like, I've already known this stuff for the last 10 and a half years. So when they were talking about like copper peptide and Matrixyl and skincare, like I've been working with these types of products, with the 13, 14 medical grade products I worked with over the last 10 and a half years. So that wasn't new for me. I was wanting to learn a little bit more about like injectable peptide therapy. And I was excited to learn a bit more on melanotan, BPC-157, I believe it was. So I'm going to be kind of going down the rabbit hole with a U.S. nurse practitioner colleague of mine that we're going to bring on the show here, who is actually integrating peptide therapy into her primary care practice. So that'll be really cool. I was hoping to maybe get a little bit more insight into that. The other highlight I really enjoyed was Dr. David Perlmutter. So he's a board certified neurologist. And what I really gleaned from his talk was how things like stress and isolation impact our prefrontal cortex and actually inhibits our ability to make sound decisions. And I thought that was actually quite key, especially for right now, just because a lot of us are living in like that fear-based mentality with mainstream and things like that. So it's like, wow, it's almost like the underlying message was, if you are consuming mainstream media, you're being kept in that fear state. Is it actually impairing your ability to make sound, rational decisions? And is that not what a sign of brainwashing would be?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I thought, you know, if you guys get a chance to go back and watch some of the sessions, I think his is really worth it, because he has a great way of also communicating this information in a very sound way with visuals. And he actually had some really great takeaways too, which, you know, for me, it's not, I mean, just because I do a lot of this stuff, it wasn't groundbreaking. But I do think that for, you know, most of Americans and a lot of probably Canadians too, who are kind of just starting to dabble their toes into this world of biohacking, I think these takeaways were good. It's like, meditate. you know, and it's, and breath work. And what else can you do? You can do HRV training. You can do exercise like HIIT training, which is actually going to stimulate what's called BDNF in your body. So brain derived neurotrophic factor, which is really like kind of think about when you go for like a quick sprint or run, those endorphins that get, you know, kind of circulated throughout the system gives you that boost of energy. Those are the kind of things that you can do in exchange for sitting down and consuming media late at night. That's also going to affect your sleep. And of course, sleep was a major, you know, factor for reducing your stress. I can't even tell you how many days I'll wake up after having had a good night's sleep. And the stress that I felt the day before is like completely washed away.
Yeah. Some of the other favorite moments that I like personally like felt in the conference is, wow, you and I, Katie, and all of you guys tuning in here, I feel like we're real biohackers now. Right?
Yeah.
And I mean this because I want a deeper breadth of information. So I think that the biohacking conference is great for people that are just getting into biohacking. It's a great segue to have Dave highlight alternate narratives that are aside mm-hmm. from mainstream, which I really respect about Dave. So kudos to him. But yeah, I'm looking forward to doing a bit of a deeper dive with some of the experts that he brought forward. And that's the beauty of summits. I speak on summits all the time. I've been on them for the last 2.5 years. And I love recommending summits to my audience and those who subscribe to the newsletter as a great way to find new practitioners and speakers that you resonate with. So when you kind of get like a 20, 30 minute session and get to hear somebody talk, be like, oh, wow, I really resonate with this person, their message, then you can reach out to them and find other ways to work with them, support them, and glean more insight. So I love this as an option for kind of creating more insight into other practitioners and speakers that could help you.
Absolutely. In fact, the last time I went to the in-person biohacking conference, I believe this was maybe 2 years ago. So, you know, pre-COVID, and I ended up discovering Sean Stevenson, Vishen Lakhiani. These are some of my favorite podcaster speakers. Naveen Jain was there. I got to meet him in person, and he actually gave me a Viome box because there was a shipping issue with sending it to my sister. He just gave me one. And I felt so much gratitude and love for this community aspect of people just looking to help each other out. You know, it's like, yes, there's a lot of financial incentives to promote certain products. And don't get me wrong, like that was definitely some of the dialogue in it too, right? Like you're definitely getting, you know, like the True Dark glasses, like sort of, you know, promotion, which, you know, it's Dave's conference after all. So he is totally allowed to do that. But I think in addition to all of that, you know, when you really kind of get deeper within some of these sessions, what you really find is that there's just a lot of people working their hardest to promote really relevant information in hopes to help people with optimizing their health. Bottom line, you know, whether you're selling a product or not, I think a lot of people really have a good intention coming into this conference. And that's why he's so selective on who talks.
Personally, I really enjoyed the tech hall because the tech hall is basically a list of some of Dave's favorite products. So some that he's made like True Dark glasses, True Light. There was a great talk on circadian rhythm. And yes, I am making the conscious decision to have no LED lighting in my home. It's all going to be halogen. So it's more that full spectrum of light, which is more conducive to supporting our circadian rhythm. And I personally really liked that. It's like, I like to do that too. It's like, here's a page of my favorite resources for you guys to check out. So I did like that, to be honest, that having that quick reference guide. A couple of my other favorite speakers. So Pedram Sojai, he is actually one of my colleagues in one of my health networks. So I am excited for us to have him on the show. And he's like the modern monk, which is kind of cool. And then I really liked the talk with Alberto Villaldo. And one of the things that really resonated with me in his talk was talking about like plant medicine and things like that. Mm-hmm. I know you were excited to learn about that, but something that he said really resonated with me, that the mineral kingdom, so we're talking like copper, iron, magnesium, these are all metals and minerals that are in and around our planet, even outside of our planet, that can be found. And he actually kind of brought it full circle to me with our plants actually absorbing these minerals. And then we eat those plants. So it's like the mineral kingdom, the animal kingdom, the plant kingdom. That's how we integrate it into our bodies, is through, you know, touching and connecting with nature, but also through the way that we eat. So conceptually, I found that really kind of cool.
Yeah, I absolutely loved the way he kind of I loved his scarf, first of all. Like, I thought that was, he just looked so put together. And so that was funny. But in addition to that, yeah, I really like this kind of like building blocks idea. It's like, you know, there are so many dimensions and elements involved in plant medicine that just go far beyond the mental, right? It's physical. It's also like stimulating the olfactory system. It's your sight, you know, and we think back to, you know, just like prehistoric times and like that, and just interacting with the dirt. And we've gotten so far away from that as a society, you know, like the bigger message here is like grounding nature, getting outside, touching the soil, touching plants, you know, not all plants, but you know, some of the healthier ones, and really just creating that deep rooted connection to Mother Earth, which is something that so many of us who live in these concrete jungles just don't even think to do. You can go years without taking your shoes off and walking barefoot. And I've had the privilege of now being in a place that I'm walking around shoeless almost all the time.
Every day,
and
it makes
me so much more appreciative and grateful for my surroundings. But it also just, it, you know, on a physiological level, like you're thinking about the positive and negative ions really kind of stabilizing. And so all of this like kind of built up energy really is able to be released through a grounding practice. I did that the other day on sand, and I was like, I felt like a new person.
Yeah. And so if you're like, oh, what the heck is the science behind grounding? We actually get a buildup of protons in our body. So those are the positive ions. We get a little too positive, guys. And then when we contact the earth, we get that exchange of, you know, ionic stabilization. And how does that impact our bodies? Think of the mitochondria, the electron transport chain. There is an electron gradient. And unfortunately, if there's not homeostasis with your ion gradient, your mitochondria aren't going to work as well. So when you're thinking grounding, there is a direct cellular correlation. One of the things I really liked about kind of like the kickoff of the biohacking conference was Dave's talk with Amy Roback, and she's the co-anchor of ABC News GMA3. And I really love working with you, Katie, because you've kind of opened my eyes into the world of being a journalist, especially right now. So I love seeing all of these more independent journalists coming forward, stepping away from kind of like the mainstream, if you will, and doing journalism in a way that you were taught to do it, not by having like someone else telling you what to say. So I thought that that talk was great. And I was actually really excited to see things kick off that way with kind of an acknowledgement of that, because I think that's very relevant to today's times.
She actually said something in her talk that immediately reminded me of you, you know, both of us and what we've actually talked about on the podcast. And she said it in the vein of like how it relates to mainstream media and basically this idea that journalists have sort of this like inherent bias because of the stories that they choose to tell, right? Like, so it's like, if we're not talking about something or we are talking about something, there's a, you know, there's a line, right? And I think we've talked about this a little bit on, you know, in a different kind of context, but if we're not talking about certain things in the industry, or we're not talking about certain products, there is a reason, you know, and it's because we don't feel comfortable with some of the discourse or dialogue happening in that space, or some of these products just come into the mainstream and we just don't find them efficacious. And so in some ways we've kind of created this like responsible ethics journalism you know, aspect to our podcast, because we're looking out for you guys and we have to filter things too. If we just told you everything, you know, that wouldn't be, and we knew things weren't working, like that wouldn't be right. Like that is not the code of ethics that I live and die by. It's like, I want to help people. That's why we're here. That's why we're on this earth. And that's why we're doing this podcast. And so, yeah, when we're not talking about things, there's a reason for it. And I think she made that very clear too.
I personally really love supporting independent journalists. I know here in Canada, Wholehearted Media is actually talking about some of the legal actions that are happening in, you know, the Canadian Supreme Court system, which is huge, which you're not seeing on MSM. So definitely, if you're Canadian, give them a follow, because the legal stuff, you know, our world is going through some evolutionary transitional processes right now. And there's a lot of legal stuff happening in Canada, which is good. It, you know, people are doing the good fight, and but you're not seeing it on the mainstream, unfortunately. And when I look at her, she actually, you remind me a lot of her and vice versa, just because you're following what we consider to be part of the Section 2 of Charter Rights and Freedoms here in Canada, mm-hmm. is to live a life in accordance with good conscience. And so I really commend you, Katie, for making that step away from your professional career. And, you know, I've actually essentially done the same thing as well as a nurse, and really changing the way I'm practicing in a way that is in accordance with my conscience and my code of ethics that I have, you know, taken board exams on, and mm-hmm. ethically really promoting like community advocacy for health promoting information is what, you know, we're all about. So I feel so lucky to be working with you, Katie, during these times.
Right back at you. I mean, and I think that's, you know, particular speech with Amy Robach was really just kind of an eye-opening moment that, like, we are doing exactly what we aren't, you know, meant to be doing right now in this space. And it was really great to see Dave kind of, you know, put her into such a, you know, like, spotlight at the beginning, you know, to talk about that kind of stuff. And also, you know, another thing that she mentioned was like the influence of social media. And how you really have to take things with a grain of salt, and that there are so many voices that are not on the mainstream, but they're now taking over parts of social media. And then, as you and I know, like there's also like there's a lot of issues with social media, just overconsumption. You know, there's a ton of things related to, like, you know, silencing certain voices on social media. And so, you know, I think it is great to be a conscious consumer of social media, just like you would be of a product. You know, go in with an intention, or go in with a limit on how much you're going to consume, because it's so easy to go down that rabbit hole of just like getting fired up. And so if you're not like sitting and watching the news and, you know, kind of stimulating that fight or flight mode that David Perlmutter talked about, you know, through watching, you know, one of the big news outlets, you could be doing the same thing just by scrolling through your feed on social media. It could be instigating those same neural pathways that are really getting you like fired up and upset, right? So how do you limit that? And I have a couple of different tactics. And in fact, like most of my time, my phone's on airplane mode, do not disturb. I don't get any notifications from any of my social media platforms. None. Like, I've turned them off. I don't want to know. I only check my DMs like once or twice a week, and I do batch responses so that like I'm not wasting time always in and out of DMs. And then I'm very strategic about when I go online. It's usually just to post content, and I sometimes consume media, but I don't just do it idly. It's very like I set a time and place when I'm going to do it. So that's how I protect myself.
Yeah. And there's actually a couple of documentaries on Netflix talking about AI. And, you know, Naveen Jain understands all of this as, you know, one of the biggest big tech billionaires out there. And even when I'm on social media, I'm like, why is the AI algorithm only showing me this one perspective? And so even myself, just over the last 7 days, even I'm like, why am I so into thinking this one particular way? Am I being influenced? And so what I've made sure that I've done is I'd say before like 10 or 11, I won't check my phone. I won't send messages because my friends are sending me like these funny memes and stuff like that. But it's for like current event stuff. And I just, it pulls you in that. So 100% keeping the phone on airplane mode. But I gotta say, Katie, the message that we're sharing of positivity, of body sovereignty, of becoming a more educated and conscious consumer, it's resonating. I've never had so many new clients for consults reach out to me over the last couple of days. And you know what? It's because we're being brave and it's resonating with people. So I just want to say thank you so much to you guys tuning in and taking this journey with us. We're so incredibly grateful for each and every one of you. And we're so blessed to, you know, work with you guys one-on-one behind the scenes too, because when you guys do that, it really just helps to support us to continue to do this good work. And, you know, I feel like I'm fighting the good fight, but that's just my perspective.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And I think, you know, even with our live stream, like we got such great feedback and comments, and it was just amazing to feel like even within this old, like this community that Dave has created through the biohacking, like we also have a community of people and there's a lot of overlap. And so that was beautiful. And wasn't it so much fun to have Biohacking Brittany on the show for like a few minutes too? She came on. If you guys haven't listened to the episode with Brittany that back in like November, it was like one of our first episodes. You guys got to go check it out. She is just like such an amazing young female entrepreneur. She's like in her mid 20s. She is crushing life. She actually has, I mean, she's a holistic nutritionist. She has a podcast. And now she's coming out with an EMF blocking clothing line. And so we talked a little bit about that. And we're actually going to have her back on the show probably soon as she's launching her new brand to talk a little bit more about EMFies, which I think is like the most adorable name. And it's also such a great concept. You know?
Yeah, and she's actually moving to where I live. I mean, I live in such a beautiful spot, and I am noticing a lot of people are moving here just because it's so easy to access nature. So just a FYI, if you are kind of moving around and exploring different places this summer, pack in, pack out. Because, you know, my off-grid days, I'm just flabbergasted at how much garbage I'm seeing on the side of the road. So please be respectful of places that you may be exploring. But I'm hopeful to have Brittany sitting right next to me while we're doing a recording. That would be super fun. Yeah, just the energy and the connecting. I really actually found with last year's virtual biohacking conference, I was pretty active in the chat and I saw that Brittany was as well. And it's just so nice to be like, hey, where are you guys from? Like follow each other on social. It's such a great way to build community. That's actually how I met Chris, who has he's run me through a bunch of Upgrade Victoria biohacking things. Like he's got me on the like vibrating plate. He got me doing the PEMF, the ozone sauna. We did the ARX workout machine. I did the elevation training capsule. That was pretty cool. I was able to actually get a full readout of like my cellular functioning and like body fat percentage. So being active in like chats for these online conferences is actually such a golden way to really find people that are kind of in the same path as you.
I think it's actually sometimes even easier than in person because, okay, so this is a really funny story and this is like 6 degrees of separation, like Dave Asprey style, not even Kevin Bacon. I met Chris and Jenna at the last biohacking conference in LA 2 years ago in person. I kept seeing them because they were very, distinguished couple. And so were Jasper and I. And we kept seeing each other and passing each other at like different stations in the tech hall. It wasn't until the third day that they were drinking hydrogen water. We were drinking hydrogen water. We finally talked. And we missed out on that opportunity almost all weekend because we were just like kind of nervous to like, you know, introduce each other. And it's so much easier sometimes in a chat forum to just make that a quick intro. Oh, you're from the same area? Cool. And then you connect on another platform. And then all of a sudden it's like you have this friendship. Whereas like we're friends, obviously, but like it took a little bit longer to do it because there's a little nervousness involved in the human connection. So I think it's just interesting. And that's why I really am a big proponent of like virtual and in person, because I think it's like a nice best of both worlds thing.
I gotta say, I feel like I'm in like the new mecca for biohacking with the new labs opening up.
I'm so jealous, girl. Like, I had to build my own. and it's not even like, I mean, I don't have the capacity or the money that Dave puts into those machines. You know, like I the most I got was the Bulletproof Vibe, and that was expensive to ship and buy, but I love it and I use it every day. But oh my gosh, the stuff that he has, the stuff that you now have at your disposal, I mean, it's just like, if you can do that a couple times a month, you're gonna see gains in different aspects of your life, like undoubtedly. We would go down, hear this. It was a 6-hour drive from San Francisco to LA. Jasper and I would sometimes take an entire weekend, drive 6 hours down, go to the actual labs, and then drive back because we wanted access to his technology, because you can't find it anywhere else. That's crazy. You live crazy. Like 5 minutes.
Yeah. Well, it's more like, you know, 20 minutes. But I will say that I did 2 days of, you know, going through some of the tech there at Upgrade Labs. And a couple days later, guess what? I had measurable metrics on my Oura Ring. I literally had a 97 readiness score, which is the highest readiness score I've ever had. But it was also the day after I had my full day of off-grid, 3 hours at a cell reception. Also took a selfie with a black bear, no big deal. So it's really like all of these things that we can do, body, mind, spirit, energy. Even if you don't have access to these really expensive pieces of technology, just give yourself an off-grid day and you will be shocked at the metrics mm-hmm. that come through on your Oura Ring via, you know, your readiness score and also your sleep metrics. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's funny that you mentioned that, because I, the other day, was thinking, I was like, all right, so right now I've kind of have a crazy sleep routine where like I cool down my bedroom with 8 Sleep and I got the AC on. I use my Lumineer light on my face and I have a vagus nerve stimulation device. And I'm also using Dave's Bulletproof collagen protein. All of this within an hour of going to bed, right? How do you isolate what is the thing that's actually working? And sometimes I realize like, it doesn't even matter, because if those things are sustainable habits and in tandem, they all work to help you relieve stress, get better sleep. Sometimes the isolation of one thing doesn't really matter. It's the whole picture of like, what are you doing to optimize yourself? And like, if you could only do one thing, then do that thing. But if you can do multiple things and they're all helping in some way, or you think they are, do it, you know? And I'm trying to get into that mentality a little bit more. It's hard with product reviews though, for sure.
Well, I mean, the same thing goes with skin health optimization and rejuvenation. Like, I don't just do one thing. I do like a ton of stuff, mm-hmm. right? And I mean, that's why I feel like I look 10 years younger than my husband, who's a year older than me. We did a couple of YouTube videos together where, you know, he's holding pads for me. I'm showing some drills on the Gabriel Varga YouTube channel. Super cute. You should check out our like couples workout videos. But it's not just one thing. It's a multitude of things. It's for me having my basic skincare routine, having my cleanser, moisturizer, sunscreen scrub dialed, and doing my dermal rolling with things like copper peptides, glutathione, vitamin B complex, lactic acid, hyaluronic acid, taking supplements to reduce oxidative stress from the inside out, to reduce things like diffuse redness, facial pigmentation, accelerated aging, body chemical peels, cold therapy. Like, this is, I really feel like we're talking about the best of both worlds. It's like the skin and rejuvenation world and the biohacking world. If you want to age like a freaking healthy rock star, like, just keep mm-hmm. tuning in here, because this is what we're super passionate about, in case you can't tell.
Yeah. Quick funny story. And this is like very off the cuff, but like, I was adding a tag on one of our videos the other day and I was typing my name into the search, Katie Type A. One of the first things that popped up next to it, because like, you know, the algorithm actually like will sometimes auto insert like something that other people have been searching. Katie Type A age was one of them. And I just was like, wow, like, because I talk about my age a lot. Usually I'm like, I'm in my mid-30s. But like, the fact that people are like curious, like, because I have been told I look a lot younger than I actually am. So it just like made me feel great. I'm like, all of Rachel's stuff is actually working because people are wondering what my age is. Like, that's pretty cool.
I'm actually sending you a care package with some local things from our Chinatown, some of the like really cool metaphysical shops.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm going to be sending you some gorgeous clary sage, essential oil. Honestly, this stuff is like better than any other perfume I've tried. Going to love it. And you sent me such an adorable care package as well with like some nice perfume, some nice coffee, some macadamia nuts, which I still have. By the way, that like so cosmic good. Chocolate that you sent me was delish. I can't wait for you to get your package.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'll do like an unboxing. Maybe we do an unboxing Instagram live.
Ooh,
how
that fun
would that be, right? Yeah. I mean, you can like walk me through the stuff and then, yeah, that could be super fun. I'm having such a blast doing all of this stuff with you and really just, you know, I feel like we can just totally be ourselves and, you know, and the people that we're going to resonate with are going to be part of our community. And hopefully you guys reach out. And at the very least, you know, just send us a quick email, tell us you're listening, like, or share this podcast, like on your social media, and we'll give you a shout out. It's just nice to sometimes make that connection, that like name to face. And so I really appreciate that. I know Rachel does too. And so anything you can do to kind of like, just let us know that you're here and you're listening would mean the world.
And let us know some of the things you'd love to see us go live on. I feel like going live on Instagram is kind of fun because whatever we're doing, like biohacking, we can just take our phone with us wherever we go. It's a little easier than like the computer with the studio lighting, with the you know, Yeti microphone and stuff like that. So let us know what requests you have. My hubby and I were going to be doing a video, what we eat in a day and things like that. What do you want to hear Katie and I do? Like, what biohacks do we do today? Oh my gosh, do we have enough time to talk about that?
Gosh, girl, I'm trying to make a video this week on all the biohacks I do. And I'm like, 30 minutes, is that enough? I'm gonna try to really cut it down, but yeah, I do so much in it. But again, it's all about like, how do you do it efficiently? Because you could spend all day biohacking and not get anything done. So you have to really focus on how I'm gonna do the things that matter the most, that are most convenient and are most accessible. And I do those things. And I just, you know, you gotta stay habitual with it too. You gotta make a really concrete, condensed routine so you're not just like doing random things for endless hours of the day. Cause you could spend all day biohacking. And I'm sure we have.
Could you imagine like if we actually did a 30 minute video for us, like individually, what that would look like? I feel like we would just be like rattling off one thing after the next. By the way, I smell so good right now with this clary sage. It's like,
oh, nice.
I can't use perfumes because of all the toxins in it, because of all the phthalates and the artificial dyes and fragrances. So I've like seriously found like a wicked essential oil that's made locally by two chicks.
Oh, and that's awesome.
It's like better than any perfume I've ever found.
I am so excited. And I'm going to probably try it in my Fume Essential and see how that works too, because I feel like clary sage is really like calming and restorative. And so I think that would be really great for like relaxation. But
I actually put it in the bath all the time with my pineapple oil. So guys, if you want this stuff, just send us an email, info@beautyandthebiohacker.com, or you can email us directly. All of our info is at beautyandthebiohacker.com for Katie and I and how you can connect with us. And I'm more than happy, no matter where you are in the world, tuning in to send you this stuff. Like, I will literally go to the store and get you that essential oil and put it in a box for you and send it to you because it is that good.
This is what I love about Rachel. She'll also handwrite you a little note that will make your day. And there is something really special. Like, we both were raised well by our mamas. You know, it's like those little things make such a big difference, I think, when you're giving a gift of some sort. So, yeah.
By the way, thank you for your card here. I actually have your postcard that you sent me. I'm going to hide your address here.
Thank you. Thank you.
How cute is that? Oh my gosh. I love you so much.
Guys, Canva is legit. Like, that took me 5 minutes to do.
So cute. I have it right next to me on my desk here.
Oh my God. This is video is not sponsored by Canva, but I do love their stuff. I love how easy they make it to do pretty much like any graphic design work, like on the go. I mean, I use like Photoshop and other like bigger tools for like when I'm doing like big editing, but like for just something quick like that, that was super fun, you know? Awesome.
I feel like I want to do like a tour of all of the stuff I have on my like desk here. Like, it's a big desk and I got all sorts of like neat stuff here. So maybe one day we'll do a tour of the behind the scenes stuff that I use.
I think that would be so fun. Yeah.
It's beyond biohacking.
Yeah, let's do that. We could even have like your husband like help like with the camera and all that stuff. I'll get my fiance to come in and we can do a cool walkthrough. That'll be super, super rad. Awesome. Yeah.
Sorry, that was just my Tibetan bowl.
Yeah, I want to thank everybody for tuning in, of course. And if you were part of the live stream, thank you guys so much. We love you and we can't wait to do another one. We'll keep you posted when we do that. And of course, if you like this video and this podcast, make sure to like it, subscribe, and share it with your friends because maybe they'll get something out of it too.
Yeah. And I highly recommend you guys tune into the next virtual biohacking conference. I know that Dave is planning an in-person one. It really is such a great way to connect with people that are also on the path of giving a ish about their health and wellness and rejuvenation. And, you know, we're willing to kind of experiment on ourselves a little bit and share the metrics of what works for us and maybe what didn't work so well. So it's a pretty sweet community of forward-thinking individuals. I gotta say, my favorite clients to work with are biohackers that are already doing the internal stuff, because what that does is it actually seems to help them get more out of their, you know, skin and rejuvenation stuff, both at home and in the clinic, which I'll walk people through. They just respond better because their cellular processes are working better.
100%. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Well, thank you guys so much for sticking around for another episode, and we'll catch you on the next one.